Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. On Monday, the White House released a statement about the shooting at the University of Virginia in which three members of the school's football team were killed. The statement itself isn't all that unusual, but what really stood out to me was the fact that Biden tried to tie this shooting to his repeated call for a ban on semi-automatic rifles, which, with Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declaring that we need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off of America's streets. House Democrats acted, and the Senate should follow. Now, at the time, police hadn't said what kind of weapon the shooter used in the Sunday night attack, but there had been no indications that a rifle was involved. And now, based on the current charges the suspect is facing, it appears that he was in possession of a pistol, not a rifle, when the shots were fired. 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. is currently being held in the Henrico County Jail on three counts of second-degree murder and three counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony. He is a current UVA student and former UVA football player who grew up in the Richmond area. He was arrested about 12 hours after the shooting in eastern Henrico, not far from where he grew up. At a press conference Monday, UVA Police Chief Timothy Longo revealed that someone had reported Jones for allegedly making a comment about having a gun to the university's threat assessment team just 2 months ago. Unfortunately, no weapon was found. Then it was discovered that Jones had a prior criminal incident from February of 2021 over a concealed weapons violation. And this isn't the first time the White House has tried to pin the blame for a crime on a gun that wasn't even used. Last month, after a 15-year-old in North Carolina used a shotgun and a pistol in an attack in a Raleigh neighborhood, the White House's initial statement called for a ban on so-called assault weapons. The desiccated pervert said, enough. We've grieved and prayed with too many families who've had to bear the terrible burden of these mass shootings. Too many families have had spouses, parents, and children taken from them forever. For the lives we've lost and the lives we can save, I took historic action to stop gun violence in our nation, including signing the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. But we must do more. We must pass an assault weapons ban. The American people support this common sense action to get weapons of war off our streets. House Democrats have already passed it. The Senate should do the same. Send it to my desk and I'll sign it. This guy has so many delusions of grandeur. Took historic action. This isn't just a case of Biden or his press team jumping the gun, so to speak, and putting out statements before all the facts are known. This is about the White House trying to craft a narrative about the evils of a semi-automatic rifle and gin up support for banning them by associating a black rifle with every high-profile crime that involves a gun. Now, if you're a Second Amendment supporter, you're probably already aware of the fact that, according to the FBI, fists and feet are more common murder weapons than rifles of any kind. Banning a so-called assault weapon is not only unconstitutional, given that they're in common use for a variety of lawful purposes, it is an absolutely idiotic way to combat violent crime. And for anti-gun Democrats, however, it's their top priority, and Biden's okay with gaslighting you if it helps Team Blue get an assault weapons ban to his desk. They're not going to wait for the facts because they might contradict the preferred narrative. They don't inform voters, but inflame them instead, and we all know that they're going to continue to mislead the public in pursuit of gun control's holy grail, the ban and confiscation of tens of millions of firearms currently in the hands of peaceable gun owners. Now, in addition to the president calling for it, in Virginia, They're demanding the government call for, or excuse me, the governor call for it. And that's Governor Glenn Youngkin. And whenever these shootings occur, it sparks a lot of conversation, and it's not surprising. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions. But when have unanswered questions quelled that call for new gun control? And it would be much of the same, right? It is illegal to kill people. That's already illegal. It's illegal to kill people with a gun, which makes it doubly illegal. Then it's illegal, it's illegal. UVA is a gun-free zone, so it's illegal to have a gun at UVA. So now it's triple illegal. And none of that stopped anything. It was illegal, apparently, for this guy, Jones, to have a gun. Quadruple illegal. Following the shooting deaths of three students at the University of Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin faced calls to implement stricter gun control laws in Virginia. Even though we don't know the details, law enforcement officials are still gathering them. They don't know how Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. obtained the firearm he used to kill three university football players. It's unclear if any law would have prevented the shooting spree, since Virginia already ranks as having among the nation's strongest gun laws. But along with the prayers that Biden offers, which are fine, but he says they're not enough. I offer prayers, but that's not enough. Youngkin gets out there and prays, and he's told that's not enough. Double standard. Shannon Watts got out there. She's squeaky, so she always has to get out there. You'll be glad to know the governor of Virginia, a lifetime NRA member, is praying for the University of Virginia. His priorities are restricting trans rights, critical race theory, and abortion. He's done nothing to address gun violence. Senator Louise Lucas, chairperson of the Education and Health Committee, tweeted that the senseless gun violence at UVA last night is horrific and begs the question, how long is it going to take and how many lives will be lost before we pass bipartisan common sense gun control laws? Like what? What is it that you don't already have? So far as I'm aware, the accused shooter here had no criminal record that would preclude him from owning a gun. Even though he'd been charged, he had a concealed carry violation, but that didn't appear to rise to the level of a felony. So there's nothing that would necessarily stop him from purchasing a firearm. The gun, you know, the background checks supposed to take care of that, right? That's gun control. Is Youngkin to back an assault weapon ban, as many have suggested, is needed after this horrible tragedy? Because there was a moment there where they didn't even know what kind of weapon this guy had, much less used. A handgun is the one we're hearing about in reports now, and it's the most likely weapon to be used in all of these. Waiting periods, the alleged killer had his gun for a while, it seems, so what good would that have done? Further gun rationing? How many guns does it take to kill somebody? All this talk about gun control, but no one can show us one concrete example of anything that would have actually made an impact. They're screeching about generalities that we're supposed to just roll over and listen to, but they don't even know what happened. I would hazard a guess to say they don't even know what they have in place already. They're pontificating and demanding that Youngkin step up and follow through with their anti-gun desire at a reflex. They don't know anything, but they know they want something, and they want Youngkin to bend the knee because of what happened at UVA. Yet they have nothing to offer. And again, that's because it's a reflex at that point. It's the cue they needed to start their part of the script. This was a horrific shooting, and they just know their job is to demand gun control, so they do their job. It is never wait until the facts are in and see if there was some failure that needs to be corrected. Should the alleged killer have been legally barred from buying a gun? We already know that he was on the UVA radar and the school did nothing about it. Do those failures count? We simply don't know enough at the moment. And Youngkin, to his credit, hasn't responded as of yet, and he shouldn't. These demands aren't really for him. It's for the people who fund the anti-gun narrative so they'll keep the money rolling in. There's quite a bit of money in there. Once you get, if you are of any sort of on any level of being able to put something out there and get a little publicity, you can make a good living being a gun controller. Real good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Well, the midterms didn't go the way I thought they were going to go, and a lot of people are pointing fingers in a lot of places, including myself, and everybody's got an opinion as to who is to blame. And a lot of fingers point at Trump, who is in turn pointing fingers at a lot of other people. However, if there was a big winner, it was DeSantis. He did pretty well down in Florida with a big win against Charlie Crist. It was big enough that Trump is taking swipes at him leading into an unexpected announcement, or, excuse me, an expected announcement of his intention to run again in 2024. But it seems that if Trump expects support from the gun rights camp, he may need to rethink his plans. far-right gun group says its members have switched their allegiance from former President Donald Trump to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The American Firearms Association, citing a poll of its members, announced Friday nearly 69% favor DeSantis for president, compared to nearly 29% for Trump. Their survey results in March were reversed, according to the group, nearly 67% for Trump and 21% for DeSantis. Right now, a lot of people on the Republican side blame Trump for underperforming in midterm elections and lauding DeSantis for overwhelmingly winning re-election in the Sunshine State. There's a lot of things at play in that, though. Florida has been refining and shoring up the integrity of their election machine since 2000. You know, right now everybody's in a tizzy about Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, all these other states. We only became aware of their shenanigans in 2020 to the degree that we saw them. Florida, you know, they were lampooned by everybody in 2000. So they have been working at making their election system in the state of the highest integrity. Now, it doesn't really matter whether or how a poll of members was conducted, according to Jonathan Allen of NBC News. The fact is they're releasing this as a signal to the hard right and Trump. Now, of course, this was a Twitter poll, not a professionally driven one, but it does match many rumblings in and around the right since Tuesday. A lot of people aren't thrilled with Trump at the moment, and while I tend to think there's more than enough blame to go around, launching attacks on a popular governor right after he delivered one of the few wins on what turned out to be a bad night, that's not a very good look. Plus, he's the governor of your state. Further, we have to face the fact that Trump was more than willing to throw away the Second Amendment on bump stocks and likely would do so again. But once again, you know, there's more moving parts to that than meets the eye as well, because Trump doesn't know anything about it, like any politician. Like any politician. What they did with the bump stocks was a violation of the Fifth Amendment. No doubt about it. They had taken a bump stock, I don't know how many times the ATF said, it's just an accessory, it's just an accessory, it's just an accessory. Like a handguard or a flashlight. It's just an accessory. Then they reversed it after the Route 91 shooting at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, because Trump got out there and said something that he probably heard from the NRA. He probably heard a fragment from the NRA where the NRA said something about it, and he took that and he ran with that. So, now DeSantis hasn't passed any anti-gun legislation. While his campaign's decision to restrict guns at events is troubling, it's not nearly as troubling to me as an actual gun control law having been enacted via executive fiat. And none of that probably played a factor in the polling, because they asked the same question earlier this year, and it was the exact opposite. Most of them supported Trump 2-1 versus DeSantis. And it seems the opposition is likely driven by the perception that Trump at least contributed to the disappointing results in the midterms. And at the end of the day, though, this is one group's Twitter poll. And it probably doesn't mean all that much in the grand scheme of things, especially since we'll soon have the ball rolling on the 2024 election. And that is where things are going to really matter. Really matter. Really matter. Now then. In this election, one of the things that happened was governors, DeSantis especially, he decided to push back hard because Joe Biden let his hyperpartisan Justice Department announce that they were sending federal poll watchers to Florida. DeSantis and state election officials pointed to a Florida statute that lists people who are permitted inside a polling place on election day, and the feds were not on that list. And that's a great example of a ballsy governor using a well-crafted state law and his bully pulpit to stop the feds from interfering with our rights. It should become a template for those seeking to counter any federal overreach, especially the war on guns. Biden's DOJ wanted to place monitors in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states, which was a significant increase over the 2020 election, when they sent staffers to just 44 jurisdictions. what do they say? Since the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Civil Rights Division has regularly monitored elections in the field in jurisdictions around the country to protect the rights of voters, blah, blah, blah. And they also wanted increased access as well. They monitored the 2020 election from outside the polling places. They wanted inside the buildings this time, which is why state officials blocked the request. Florida wasn't alone in rejecting the DOJ's sudden interest in increased monitoring. Missouri pushed back as well. Missouri state law allows local election officials to determine who's allowed to enter a polling place. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft voiced strong support for local officials, including the county clerk in Jefferson City, who refused to allow DOJ access on Election Day. He said, he tweeted, under Missouri law, the local election authority is empowered to decide who, other than voters and poll workers, may be at polling locations. Cole County Clerk Steve Korsmeyer has rightfully declined to allow this overreach, and the Secretary of State's office supports him. Now, that latest attempt to infringe upon states' rights and local control of elections pales when you look at the ongoing war against the Second Amendment. So, with the ATF being weaponized, they're revoking more federal firearm licenses than ever before, challenging the definitions and rules of firearms and firearm components in common usage, and targeting law-abiding citizens through unconstitutional knock and talks. So, they're closing one family-owned gun shop after another. They could conceivably turn millions of Americans into felons overnight. They're violating the Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments, rights of countless homeowners through its warrantless home inspections, which are heavy on coercion and light on probable cause. Surely, those civil rights violations deserve some gubernatorial pushback and legislative cures as well, right? Because the Second Amendment has been affirmed as not being a second-class right. The United States Department of Justice is violating our Civil Rights Act at the behest of the White House, and gun owners are sick and tired of being treated like a second-class citizen, and we'd like some pushback, too. If that would not be too much to ask, if it wouldn't be too much to ask, here in my state, my legislature, my governor, the government of this state, they just look around and see what everybody else is doing. They're not leading. It is the most namby-pamby stuff I've ever heard. I hear all these people telling me, oh, Nikki Haley would make a great presidential candidate. Why? She never did anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, there are reports of a Russian missile landing in Poland, killing two people. The missile reportedly landed in eastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Poland is a member of NATO. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't saying much about former President Trump ahead of his expected announcement of a presidential run. However, the governor is contrasting his success with those of Trump-endorsed candidates in last week's midterm elections.
Really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces he's invoking clauses in the U.S. and Texas constitutions to declare an invasion at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. In Oregon, they have passed Measure 114. I don't know why they passed Measure 114. They did, though. They have passed it. It has passed. With the apparent passage by a thin margin, the sheriff of Linn County, which covers an area of western Oregon between Salem and Eugene, has declared on Facebook that her department will not enforce a major part of it, according to KOIN News. And we get this. It is virtually guaranteed the measure, or at least parts of it, will be challenged on federal court on constitutional grounds. And so is the Second Amendment Foundation. They're preparing a case. But Linn County Sheriff Michelle Duncan posted a message. Unfortunately, we're seeing the passage of Measure 114, which creates a required permitting system in order to purchase firearms and bans gun magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. This is a terrible law for gun owners, crime victims, and public safety. I want to send a clear message to Linn County residents. The Linn County Sheriff's Office is not going to be enforcing magazine capacity limits. This measure is poorly written, and there's still a lot that needs to be sorted out regarding the permitting process, which has to do the training. Or who has to do the training, and what exactly does the training have to cover? And in the coming days, I will work with other law enforcement partners, elected officials, and community members on the best course of action to take on permitting. I want to ensure anything we do or don't will not hinder gun owners' rights to purchase firearms, intentionally or unintentionally. Although I am hopeful that the passing of this measure will result in an immediate lawsuit against it, as it should, there's still going to be a lot to sort out on how this will impact our residents. I will continue to inform the public as decisions are made. Now, see, in a business, if government were a business, everybody would be fired that put together Measure 114. Let me explain. So let's say we're going to make a widget factory. I've decided that widgets would be a really good thing to do. So I make my presentation to a bunch of investors. I'm like, I want your money to invest in this widget because I think this is going to be huge. And that's my presentation. That's all. I'm not explaining to them where I'm going to build it and why I'm going to build it there and what kind of a break I'm going to get for building it there. I'm not going to tell them how I'm going to source the material to make the widgets and all this other stuff. I don't have any of that laid out. I just have this idea to make widgets because I think they'd be cool. And I present this to this. And everyone, when I do it this way, every investor gets up and walks out. See, they've passed this. They passed this Measure 114 like they do with all gun control. And so now you have to have a permit to buy a gun. They don't know what you have to do to qualify to get the permit, which that should be already, that should have been part of the measure. That should have been part of the presentation. It's never part of the presentation with gun control. Never, ever, ever. But it should have been in the real world. In the real world, this should have happened. They also have decided that gun magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds are bad. But 10 rounds are okay. Which, and, you know, if I'm stepping on somebody's toes here, I don't care. That magazine limits are always a stupid proposition. Stupid. Stupid proposition. Because a magazine limit does nothing to stop a rampage killer. A magazine limit means that the follower is thicker and deeper. And that is easily remedied. That is easily fixed. Anybody with a hacksaw could fix that. Because I'm sure it's the same magazine otherwise as the 30-round magazine, say, for an AR-15, or a 15 or 17-round magazine if it's for a handgun. And you get out there and you just cut the follower down. It's an easy fix. It does nothing to... And let's just say you have a lazy guy like Elliot Rogers. Elliot Rogers. Isla Vista, whatever it is. Isla Vista. That was in California, right? His was a stabbing, shooting, rampage car rampage. Now, Elliot Rogers complied with the law 100% in the run-up to his rampage. In California, you got to pass a background check. Then you got to wait 10 days. You have to take some sort of a safety test in there, too. Then you got to wait 10 days to get the gun. Then you got to wait 30 days to buy another gun. And he did that 3 times. Then he got out there and said, well, okay, I got to have magazines load these guns. So he just went out there and said, what kind of magazines are? Oh, 10 rounders, great. I'll take 41 of those. So he had 410 rounds of magazine on, 410 rounds of ammunition in magazines, already loaded, ready to go, which is, that's called combat ready. And he was complying with the law. And he was also on the radar. Of course, he was on the radar. Another sheriff, Union County Sheriff Cody Bowen, posted a message on his department's Facebook page. As Union County Sheriff, I agree 100% with Sheriff Duncan. This is an infringement on our constitutional rights and will not be enforced by my office. This measure will only harm law-abiding gun owners and result in wasted time with additional redundant background checks. With no funding from the state to provide additional payroll costs, this will ultimately sacrifice patrol and deputy presence in our community. Another attempt at defunding our police at its finest. That's one of those points that, you know, you just sit there and wish you were the one that had said it. To the people who chime in with me picking and choosing which laws I want to enforce or not enforce, hear this. When it comes to our constitutional rights, I will fight to the death to defend them, no matter what crazy law comes out of Salem. And KATU News is reporting that Malheur County Sheriff Brian Wolf is also not intending to enforce the magazine capacity limit. He reportedly said, this is just the way it's going to be. We have already made that decision. The supreme law of the land is a constitution of the United States, and I believe this measure is totally contrary to the Constitution. The Oregon State Sheriff's Association opposed the measure. Union County is located in northeast Oregon. Malheur County is Oregon's far southeast corner. Sheriffs Duncan Bowen are being lauded by many citizens in their respective counties, though there are some cities who object to the notion that a sheriff can decide which laws to enforce and which ones they can ignore. 50.8% approving Measure 114, 49.2% opposed it, not exactly a resounding mandate. Out of the more than 1.5 million votes counted so far, only about 26,000 votes separated the for and against columns. And that has remained about the same since Wednesday. Sheriff Duncan's message has ignited a blistering debate on Facebook between gun control supporters and Measure 114 opponents. But this was bankrolled by wealthy out-of-state anti-gunners, according to Oregon Live, which would require Oregon citizens to take a law enforcement-approved training course, not described, then obtain a permit from the police in order to just purchase a firearm. They didn't describe it, and they did not fund anybody to actually administer it, and they haven't funded anybody to actually issue a permit. It would also ban so-called large-capacity magazines if it passed, and it has passed, according to Williamette Week, a news organ covering the Willamette Valley region of Western Oregon. A spokesman from Lift Every Voice Oregon is already declaring victory and promising more action. Hey, that's always, this is just the first. There's just so much more to be done. In Eastern Oregon, there are two Eastern Oregon counties that want to seek annexation. They want to be annexed by Idaho. This is called the Greater Idaho Movement. Has been pushing the idea of shifting the southwest Idaho border to encompass much of what is now the Beaver State landscape, primarily due to the increasingly leftist and dominant politics of Western Oregon. That would be the ultimate slam down for a gun grabber. Yeah, you don't like that? Well, we'll just take our part of the state and we'll go home. We'll go home to Idaho. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load in Illinois. You saw the word winner in a headline, and you expected to see a photo of Governor J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat, and Comitius Maximus of Illinois. Sorry. J.B. isn't a winner. What did he win, really? Yeah, the corporate and legacy media kisses his behind because they're used to kissing it. And yes, he's the governor, but he didn't win it. He bought it. The governor of a failed state that he bought with his inherited billions that he didn't work for. He spread so much sweet, oily cash around the Democrats and their mouthpieces required insulin. The winner is a woman who didn't have billions. She's got brains and balloons and those sensible shoes, and she knows government unlike so many in politics. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, the new Borg Queen, Tony the Boss Preckwinkle. Boss Tony holds Chicago, the current Chicago mayoral campaign, and Chicago violent crime in the palm of her hand. She keeps them right in her lap, under her control, and she just might pinch their necks off if they vex her. Also in that lap of hers, along with her pet judges and the chief judge, her county prosecutors, the county sheriff who runs her county jail, is her former office manager, gopher, hatchet woman, and Jesse Smollett supporter, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. With all those webs, Boss Tony controls the response to rising crime, but media won't put Boss Tony's fingerprints near the scene. Media shields her. Yes, she controls the Cook County courts and the judges and the state's attorney and the Cook County sheriff, Tom Dart. That's a boss. Whoever wants to become mayor of Chicago will have to deal with her. And since crime is the main issue in Chicago, the next mayor will have to rebuild the broken police department with Preckwinkle and Fox out there either actively or passively thwarting that mayor. It is a nightmare scenario. But if Preckwinkle and Fox aren't held in check, or at least countered and politically isolated somehow, there will be no addressing crime at City Hall, and the city of Chicago will continue to circle the drain. Boss Tony and the Illinois Black Legislative Caucus wanted the No Cash Bail Safety Act pushed through the legislature and signed by the governor despite 100 of 102 state attorneys warning that it is a disaster and will get worse when the jails open their doors in January. Tony got what she wanted. Crime rises, Chicago dies, the papers endorse her, the people vote Democrat, giving support to the Safety Act against the interests of their own public safety. Tony the boss. Resistance is futile. Just ask Lori Lightfoot. Wasn't it Mayor Lightfoot who had her police chief criticize Kim Fox, but then Lightfoot stopped criticizing Fox and instead did the remarkable? She publicly crawled forward to endorse Fox for re-election in Chicago, as it was and continues to be overwhelmed by violent crime, with violent criminals not worried about the consequences because Fox is the prosecutor. Lightfoot endorsement of Fox was the political equivalent of the mayor kissing Boss Tony's ring. And the mayor of Chicago might well have pushed a peanut up State Street with her nose. And Boss Tony, whipped by Lightfoot in all the wards when they campaigned against each other for mayor, got some of her own back. The legacy corporate media sucks up to J.B. Pritzker, and yes, he has presidential dreams. But I'm telling you, the one that is shaping the future of Chicago is Boss Tony. During a crime wave with Chicago under siege by violent crime, street shootings, carjackings, Preckwinkle boasted about reducing the size of the Cook County jail population as if she were using criminal justice policy to campaign for minority votes. Wasn't she? She belongs to that leftist clique that argues law enforcement systemically racist because black and brown minorities are disproportionately arrested for violent crime. Well, what about the minority victims who are disproportionately shot by those criminals, though? Does anybody care about them? Their bodies are disproportionately pierced by bullets fired by minorities, or their heads are broken by bats disproportionately wielded by minorities. This is the thing about the Democrats. They cry about race, but do they stand up for the victims? Ask yourself, why don't they do that? Is it that they don't want to invite the wrath of the angry white leftists who tell them what to do? I suggest that the victims are also black and brown, and a little 7-year-old boy, Akeem Briscoe, who was killed while sitting in his bedroom near Rockwell and Potomac, deserves justice too. There was a gang shooting outside in the alley. A bullet came through the window and caught him in the stomach. He was a racial minority. Where are the social justice warriors protesting for him? Doesn't Akeem Briscoe deserve any sort of justice? And remember that Boss Tony also controls the office of do-nothing prosecutor, her former chief of staff and protege, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who has repeatedly made a fool of herself, but with Preckwinkle behind her and leftist billionaire George Soros' money behind her, she prospers. And Boss Tony? Well, she's the chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party and of the four legs of the Cook County criminal justice system. This is according to Tom Serafin, longtime political analyst and founder of Serafin & Associates on the Chicago Way podcast. As president of the Cook County Board, she controls the budget for the Cook County Sheriff's Office, the judge's budget, and she controls Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's budget. The mayor of Chicago has the police. Chairman Preckwinkle will be a major player in how this campaign is going to evolve, and indeed it was. And Preckwinkle cruised to victory the other day, endorsed by the former Republican paper and endorsed by the NPR paper, just like a boss or queen of the Borg from science fiction. In real life in Cook County, Preckwinkle controls the jail, the county sheriff, the Cook County courts through Cook County Judge Timothy C. Evans, her protege and hatchet woman is Kim Fox. Violent crime is destroying the city, and yet the papers, even the formerly conservative newspaper, endorses her. She surveys her realm like a boss. Yeah, she was defeated in every Chicago ward 4 years ago by Lori Lightfoot in their mayoral campaign. But that was about two words. Eddie Burke. Burke held a fundraiser for Preckwinkle, and she hired his son for a $100,000 county job, and she was finished. But Lightfoot, the corporate lawyer, had no little experience in government, and she's not patient like Boss Tony. Lightfoot has been a disaster. Lightfoot would not have defeated Preckwinkle if Reddy Burke hadn't blown up, and still, she was endorsed for re-election by those who should know better. In the recent Tribune endorsement of Boss Tony, there were these chilling couple of lines. When we brought up the now pervasive fear of violent crime in Chicago during our conversation and the possible impact of legislation eliminating cash bail, Preckwinkle made the point that residents in more affluent neighborhoods are now getting a taste of what it has been like to live in the Chicago zip codes that have heard gunfire and feared carjackings for years. And she made this observation with a sardonic chuckle. A chuckle. It would have been nice if they had elaborated on that, but they didn't. A sardonic chuckle enjoying people being hurt. Boss Tony enjoys the violence visited on the wealthy and the white after they were shielded from street crime for years. Now we're all her victims. She pushed the end of cash bail and the Safety Act. The Illinois Republican Party could have built a campaign against crime against Preckwinkle, but they were either too lazy or not interested to do it. And the people voted overwhelmingly for her and against their own interests. What can you do with the people motivated by race who vote against their own interests? Then there's Timothy Evans, the chief Cook County judge. Boss Tony took him out as a fourth ward alderman. Mayor Richard M. Daley was overjoyed at Evans' demise at Tony's hands, and now the woman who took Evans out leads him around by the nose. This past January, he made a public fool of himself by making excuses for the self-described Latin King gangbanger, Emilio Corrupio, who was charged with killing 8-year-old Melissa Ortega of Little Village. The child was walking with her mother on 26th Street when Corrupio spotted a rival gang on the street and allegedly pulled his gun and began firing. Evans got out there and gave this excuse for that. They don't have the prefrontal cortex that is developed, and the prefrontal cortex of the brain does not itself fully develop until you're closer to the age of 25 years of age. This kid is 16. There's no way that he would have the prefrontal cortex already developed. So while I can't talk about that particular case, I'm just talking about the typical 16-year-old. He doesn't have that part of the brain developed that makes it possible for him to distinguish between the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. That's Boss Tony's servile chief judge. And he won re-election as well. After he publicly stated that, we get to watch Chicago implode in real time now. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.